We started loading pheasants into the sacks. They were soft and floppy-necked, and the skin underneath the feathers was still warm. "We can't possibly carry this lot all the way home," I said. "Of course not. There'll be a taxi waiting for us on the track outside the wood."
"A taxi?"
"My dad always made use of a taxi on a big job."
"Why a taxi, for heaven's sake?"
"It's more secret, Danny. Nobody knows who's inside a taxi except the driver."
"Which driver?"
"Charlie Kinch. He's only too glad to oblige."
"Does he know about poaching, too?"
"Oh, Charlie Kinch, of course he does. He's poached more pheasants in his time than we've sold gallons of petrol." We finished loading the sacks, and my father humped his onto his shoulders. I couldn't do that with mine. "Drag it," my father said. "Just drag it along the ground." My sack had 60 birds inside it, and it weighed a ton. But it slid quite easily over the dry leaves, with me walking backwards and pulling it with both hands. We came to the edge of the wood and peered through the hedge onto the track. My father said, "Charlie boy," very softly, and the old man behind the wheel of the taxi poked his head out into the moonlight and gave us a sly, toothless grin. We slid through the hedge, dragging the sacks after us along the ground. 2 minutes later, we were safely inside the taxi and cruising slowly down the bumpy track towards the road. My father was bursting with pride and excitement. He kept leaning forward and tapping Charlie Kinch on the shoulder and saying, "How about it, Charlie? How about this for a haul?" And Charlie kept glancing back pop-eyed at the huge bulging sacks.
"Cripes, man," he kept saying. "How did you do it?"
"Danny did it. My son Danny is the champion of the world." Then Charlie said,
"I reckon pheasants is going to be a bit scarce up at Mr. Victor Hazel's opening day shoot tomorrow. Hey, Willem?"
"I imagine they are, Charlie. I imagine they are."
"All those fancy folk," old Charlie said, "driving in from miles around in their big shiny cars, and there won't be a blinking bird anywhere for them to shoot."
Charlie Kinch started chuckling and chortling so much he nearly drove off the track.
"Dad, what on earth are you going to do with all these pheasants?"
"Share them out among our friends. There's a dozen of them for Charlie here to start with. All right, Charlie?"
"Ha ha, that suits me."
"Then there'll be a dozen for Doc Spencer, and another dozen for Enoch Samways."
"You don't mean Sergeant Samways?" I gasped.
"Of course," my father said. "Enoch Samways is one of my very oldest friends."
"Enoch's a good boy," Charlie Kinch said. "He's a lovely lad. Are you going to share them out tonight, Dad?"
"Not tonight, Danny, no. You must always walk home empty-handed after a poaching trip. You can never be sure Mr. Rabbit or one of his gang isn't waiting for you by the front door to see if you're carrying anything."
"Ah, but he's a crafty one, that Mr. Rabbit's is," Charlie Kinch said. "The best thing is to pour a pound of sugar in the petrol tank of his car when he ain't looking. Then he can't ever come snooping round your house later on. We always made sure to give the keepers a little sugar in their tanks before we went out on a poach."
"What does the sugar do?" I asked.
"Blimey, it gums up the already works," Charlie Kinch said. "You got to take the entire engine to pieces before it'll go again after it's had the sugar. Isn't that right, Willem?"
"That's quite right, Charlie," my father said. We came off the bumpy track onto the main road, and Charlie Kinch got the old taxi into top gear and headed for the village.
"Are you dumping these birds at Mrs. Clipstone's place tonight?"
he asked. "Yes," my father told him. "Drive straight to Mrs. Clipstone's."
"Why Mrs. Clipstone's?" I asked. "What's she got to do with it?"
"Mrs. Clipstone delivers everyone's pheasants," my father said. "Haven't I told you that?"
"No, Dad, you haven't," I said, aghast. Mrs. Grace Clipstone was the wife of the Reverend Lionel Clipstone, the local vicar.
"Always choose a respectable woman to deliver your pheasants," my father announced. "That's correct, Charlie, isn't it?"
"Mrs. Clipstone's a right smart lady," Charlie said.
"The vicar is very fond of roasted pheasant for his dinner," my father said.
"Who isn't?"
Charlie Kinch said. We were driving through the village now, and the street lamps were lit, and the men were wandering home from the pubs, all full of beer.
"You know something, Danny?
We've done these birds a great kindness putting them to sleep in this nice, painless way. They'd have had a nasty time of it tomorrow if we hadn't got them first."
"Rotten shots, most of them fellows are," Charlie Kinch said. "At least half the birds finish up winged and wounded."
The taxi turned left and swung in through the gates of the vicarage. There were no lights in the house, and nobody met us.
My father and I got out and dumped the pheasants in the coal shed at the rear. Then we said goodbye to Charlie Kinch and began to walk the 2 miles back to the filling station.